Jesse Douglas Smith McGraw, and this is What Moves You with Jesse. I'm a transformative coach on a mission to share an understanding of how our minds work that challenges how we react to life and our thoughts. I love to share stories and common sense ideas that empower you to take charge of yourself in a way that brings immediate and profound change. What I know to be true is that we are all innately healthy and doing our best with the thinking we have available to us on a moment-to-moment basis. And waking up to this will change what moves you. I'm so happy you're here. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to What Moves You with Jesse. I'm going to jump right in here with a quote from a teacher and mentor that I love so much, Judy Sedgman. She said this just off the cuff in a conversation that I was partaking in. And I just thought, holy crap, I don't know if she realizes what she just said. I'm sure she does. But anyway, all right. She said, "If I take my thinking seriously, I'm never going to do anything but what I'm doing." Let me repeat. If I take my thinking seriously, I'm never going to do anything but what I'm doing. Is that sinking in for you? I mean, like, to me, it feels like it puts a crack in the universe. Think about that. Hilarious. You know what I mean. Reflect, I should say. But truly, when we are feeling bogged down by our thinking, because we're taking it seriously, right? What happens? We get heavy, right? We overthink. We contemplate all of our thoughts, right? Is this good? Is that bad? Should I? Should I not? What would that look like? What would I do? Da, 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 da. Right? We just kind of, we sit. The picture in my mind is me sitting on my couch with steam coming out of my ears. Or smoke. Right? Because, I mean, it happens to all of us, guys. I'm not saying I'm free of doing this, and Judy isn't either. But she's just saying a fact of life. When I take my thinking seriously, I don't do anything other than what I'm doing. That is so profound to consider. Because when we're taking our thinking seriously and going over and over and over things, the kind of innocent misunderstanding that's behind that is that we think our intellect that is only consistently providing us questions is what's going to provide us answers. So we sit and we chew and we over-identify with all of our ideas and we add story to them and we picture what the future would look like. We use our imagination. We just go over it and over it and over it. And then we get so bored or so judgmental of ourselves that we're not doing anything. And again, I have no judgment on this experience happening. It's just really eye-opening to notice. Because sometimes I'll chew on something inside myself. I'll wake up to it and go, oh, that's not where the answer is going to come from, Jess. And I let it go. Right? But sometimes that's after it being on my mind for days. And that's okay. But what we're all looking for is something fresh and new, right? When we're taking our thinking seriously, it's typically because we're just so desperate for a fresh idea to move us forward. So again, we innocently just take everything going on inside our cranium very seriously, thinking that's how we're going to get to an answer. And I don't know about you, but I can sometimes overthink myself to an answer. But when the rubber hits the road, my answer always changes from the one that I came to in my intellect. Always. Like if there is a big conversation that I'm going to be having, or a meeting, or some kind of creative project that I'm up to, and I take my thinking seriously in the process of either the development of that project, or, you know, the things that I feel like I need to say in the meeting or the conversation. If I take all of that stuff seriously and I do get to some semblance of ideas of, that's a good idea. And yeah, I should say that. And, you know, I'll get to that. And it gives me a hint of feeling in control, right? Because that's all we're ever looking for, right? There's this void that we experience between where we are and where we're going, right? There's this void of the unknown. And oftentimes that's what we're trying to fill up with information so we can feel like we know where we're headed, or again, feel like we're in control. But every single time I get to that conversation or that meeting or that, kind of like the deadlines with that creative project, my deeper wisdom, my in the moment common sense is what always comes to the party with the answers I was looking for when I was taking my thinking seriously the week before. Or the days before, or the hours before. So here's my question to you. I wonder what it would look like for you. Let me pose it as a question. What would it look like for you in your life for you to start to see that answers to things will always reveal themselves? Solutions to things will always reveal themselves. Always. But when we stay consumed with taking our thinking seriously, that's when we are led to, what did Judy say? I'm never going to do anything but what I'm doing. And we are so desperate to do something else, feel something else, experience something else, right? So that void between where we are and where we're going, that can be filled up with an understanding about how we work and about how life works. Which is to say, we can start to kind of wake up to the fact that the more that we actually let our thinking go, right? If we can see that when we get filled with pressure and bear down on our thinking and take it seriously and how it just keeps us in the same place and that's not helpful, when we see that, and it's like, okay, well, then what else? Well, we can start to kind of go, okay, let me let it go for this moment. Let me get back in my life a little bit. and see what comes. See what ideas come to mind, and we'll go from there. The reality is that the more you see it, the more you recognize how practical it is. We do this all of the time, by the way. We walk from one room to another to go get something, and we forget what we went in there for. But we trust, wait, if I just trace my steps, it'll probably come back to me, right? Or if we're in conversation with somebody and we can't remember the name of an actor, we know, okay, wait, let's just move on with the conversation. It'll come to me. We trust it when it comes to the little stuff, when it looks like the stakes aren't high, to remember to pick up the glasses from the bedroom or to remember Brad Pitt's name, right? The stakes aren't high in those situations. So we very easily engage with that deeper intelligence, that wisdom, that common sense within us that delivers answers and solutions all the time. But when it comes to things that we believe mean a hell of a lot more, right? Or it looks to us like the stakes are really high in this decision, this project, whatever it may be, then we make up, oh, it's on me to figure it out. So I got to take my stuff seriously. I got to take my thinking seriously. And then we get so judgmental of ourselves when it feels like we're not doing anything else other than just contemplating. And because that is true, that's all we're doing. So what would it look like? Again, what would it look like for you to start to have a little bit more faith? Not religious faith. We could just use the word trust if you'd rather. But what would it look like for you to have a little bit more faith and trust in our design as humans? The fact that we have such solid gold faith and trust in it when it comes to trying to think of the name of somebody. We don't get down on ourselves. We just go, oh, let's move on and it'll come to me. And then it always does. What would it look like for you to start to have a little bit more of that in all areas of your life? I have a feeling it would look a little less like, if I take my thinking seriously, I'm never going to do anything but what I'm doing. And more like, I let my ideas flow, I engage with life, and I'm always up to something new, and my life continues to expand because of it. That feels pretty darn good. I think I'll leave it there. By the way, if you feel like I've left you hanging, can you DM me or email me or leave me a little message on the hotline that we talk about at the end of the, you know, the little end cap information of the podcast? I just wanted to let you know, like, I am always an open resource to continue the conversation. All right. Sending love in all directions, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to What Moves You with Jessie. Let's stay connected. You can find more ideas and strategies on being human on my Instagram at What Moves You with Jessie. Sign up for my newsletter or learn more about working with me at whatmovesyouwithjessie.com. And please rate and review the show and let us know what you think and what resonated. I read every single review. They mean so much to me. You can also call in on our hotline with your thoughts on what resonated there too. It is always live at 818-646-JESS. That's 818-646-JESS. What Moves You with Jesse is produced by Mike McGraw and Tinker City Music. Now, let's take a deep breath and give ourselves permission to live in this moment for what truly moves you.